An agreement. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Justice Department tells the judge who ordered a special master to do an independent review of what the FBI seized from the Trump Mar-a-Lago Florida home. It's okay with one of the former president's choices to do the job.
And that person is former Judge Raymond Deary, a former top prosecutor in the Eastern District of New York. He's a former Reagan appointee.
Fox's Matt Finn.
The Trump team and DOJ disagree on what duties the special master will have. Trump's team wants the special master to review all of the documents seized. The DOJ does not think that special master should inspect classified documents or resolve claims of Trump's executive privilege.
We'll get an update at next hour, expected to show a slight decrease in what's been a trend of monthly consumer price spikes compared to a year ago.
A new Gallup poll shows people are pinching pennies because of inflation. 24% say they're only buying essentials. 17% canceled a vacation, and 17% are driving less.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. Gas prices, though, have dropped every day since June's record high 14 weeks ago. The polls are opening now in Delaware and parts of Rhode Island, also voting in New Hampshire in the final primaries today before the midterm elections in 8 weeks. People keep mourning Queen Elizabeth at St. Giles Cathedral in Edinburgh, Scotland.
She was a wonderful ambassador for our country. She was such an example to every single one of us.
Later today, the Queen's flag-draped coffin will be flown to London. The new King Charles just arrived in Belfast in Northern Ireland. They handed out Emmys last night to the top shows we watch on TV or stream.
A big night for the limited anthology series, The White Lotus, which took home the most awards with 5. Ted Lasso took 4 awards, with Jason Sudeikis receiving the Best Actor trophy. And Outstanding Comedy Series, Succession, had 3, including Outstanding Drama.
Fox's Michelle Polino. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
He calls his fight to end cancer his own moonshot. President Biden went to Boston 60 years to the day after President Kennedy's famous speech, setting the goal of a man on the moon by the end of that decade.
President Biden calls his cancer moonshot initiative part of his unity agenda.
Cancer does not discriminate red and blue. It doesn't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat.
Comparing it to former President Kennedy's famous moonshot initiative during a speech in Boston, detailing more funding, announcing the launch of a scholar program to support a new generation of scientists, and an executive order to advance U.S. biotechnology.
Imagine molecular zip codes that could deliver drugs and gene therapy precisely to the right tissues.
Explaining the goal is to cut cancer deaths in half in the next 25 years. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Summer will finally end soon for kids in Seattle.
Teachers for Seattle Public Schools have been on strike since September 7th. About 49,000 students impacted. Now the school district says they've reached a deal to get teachers back into classrooms. Not many details released yet, and classes for Tuesday have already been canceled, but more information is expected soon.
Fox's Krista Mayo. Thousands of nurses are picketing in Minnesota in a 3-day strike demanding raises hospitals say they can't afford. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising ahead of the inflation report after a 4th straight day of gains. Week 1 of the NFL season is now in the books.
After 10 years in a Super Bowl championship as the Seahawks quarterback, Russell Wilson returned to Seattle on Monday with his new team, the Broncos, in the first Monday Night Football game game of the season. It was Wilson's old team, though, that spoiled his homecoming with a 17-16 victory. Wilson did finish the game with over 300 yards passing and a touchdown. His replacement in Seattle, Geno Smith, tossed a pair of touchdowns as well.
That's Eric Messersmith. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.